BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Syrian city of Palmyra appears to have fallen to Islamic State militants, leaving one of the greatest archaeological sites in the Middle East at great risk. Syrian state television says that government troops have withdrawn. Our Arab Affairs editor, Sebastian Usher, has more.
An eyewitness in Palmyra told the BBC that Islamic State fighters have taken the city. He says that soldiers and pro-government militias are no longer to be seen on the streets. The news raises fears for any remaining residents who may face brutal reprisals, but may also give IS the opportunity to wreak destruction on ancient Palmyra. That's what they've taken great public relish in doing in Iraq, bringing in bulldozers, power drills and explosives to eradicate all trace of Nimrud and Hatra.
Six of the world's largest banks have been fined nearly $6 billion by British and American regulators for colluding to manipulate currency markets and interest rates. They are Barclays, JP Morgan, Citigroup, Royal Bank of Scotland, Bank of America and UBS. Traders used internet chat rooms to fix rates, with one writing, "If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying." Michelle Fleury reports.
They called themselves the cartel. In a secret chat room, traders at Citigroup, JP Morgan, Barclays and Royal Bank of Scotland colluded to manipulate the price of US dollars and euros between December 2007 and January 2013. The four banks pleaded guilty to conspiring to rig the world's biggest financial market, the foreign exchange market. Swiss bank UBS and Bank of America both avoided guilty pleas, but had to pay fines for their role in the scandal.
US intelligence officials have released new documents seized from the raid on Osama bin Laden's secret compound in Pakistan, in which he was killed 4 years ago. They include details of what books and newspaper articles the Al-Qaeda leader was reading at the time. Here's Barbara Platt-Usher.
There's an application form for people who wanted to join Al-Qaeda, so you had the standard questions like name, age, marital status, but then also questions like, do you wish to execute a suicide operation, and who should we contact if you're martyred? He was trying to keep members coming and trying to keep them organized and trying to make sure they got the training that they needed and carrying out the operations he wanted them to carry out. But in his isolated place in Pakistan there, with very poor communications, he had difficulty doing so.
Nearly 600 members of the Nigerian military have appeared before two courts-martial, charged with disciplinary offences related to the ongoing fight against the Islamist group Boko Haram. Human rights lawyers say some of them are accused of mutiny. They say corrupt officers have often stolen funds meant for weapons and equipment. World News from the BBC. The British Finance Minister, George Osborne, has told the Confederation of British Industry that the European Union risks pricing itself out of the world economy through costly regulation. But the Confederation's president, Sir Mike Rake, said business leaders should make it crystal clear that EU membership was in the national interest. Britain's membership will be put to a referendum by 2017. Scientists working in northern Kenya have unearthed the oldest stone tools ever found. More details from Rebecca Morell.
About 150 tools were excavated in Kenya. They include sharp flakes of stone used for cutting, hammers and heavy rocks that most likely served as anvils. Tests show they're 3.3 million years old, which means they predate the earliest humans. It was thought that Homo habilis was the first of our ancestors to use tools, but this find suggests even more primitive species, despite being ape-like with small brains, may have been advanced enough to produce this early technology.
Brazil has stopped busing Haitian immigrants from northern Brazil to Sao Paulo, the country's largest city, after some 500 Haitians arrived in search of jobs, overwhelming the city's shelters. The government suspended the bus service for 2 months. More than 50,000 Haitians have migrated to Brazil since 2012, when the country started granting humanitarian visas after Haiti's earthquake 2 years earlier. The owner of an auction house in Florida has been sentenced to 3 years in jail for helping to smuggle rhino horns, elephant ivory and coral from the United States to China. Christopher Hales was caught in a sting operation when he bought endangered black rhino horns from an undercover agent. In a statement, the U.S. Justice Department said it was the first such conviction of an auction house and should serve as a warning. BBC News.